opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Welcome back to Pod Maverick. I'm Kirk Henderson, joined by Josh Bow. We're your editors over at MavsMoneyBall.com. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing good. How is Vegas life treating you? You're recording live on the scene.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, kind of a weird trip. We didn't get to record on Saturday just due to timing. It just made more sense for you to go ahead and record a show when you were able to watch the game. And I watched the show and then went and helped out the DLS guys because they needed to sort of make it through. And, you know, we've been recording every Monday anyways for the summer now, and we're just going to go ahead and do so tonight here. I think we can talk a little bit about both games, obviously. We'll recap this game, probably take a little bit of a break because we've not been having those mid-show breaks during these Summer League podcasts. And then I can talk a little bit more kind of about the weekend in general and just sort of how things are looking. Like, the discussion around the Mavs, I'm finding it to be really interesting with people who are not us. Sometimes during the year that vexes me because it's like people who aren't watching closely enough. But the Mavericks are, I think, a very interesting team for a variety of reasons. So today's Summer League game was horrendous.
Yeah, I was like, how much do you actually want to recap this one?
I think I think it's worth bringing up. Yeah, no Cooper. Ryan Nembhard came out gunning early and was fine. Miles Kelly was okay. And the rest of the team just stinks. Like, they just really
kind of by design.
It's like you want to watch a good summer league game, and they don't run anything interesting on offense. Their bigs are so bad at the basics. We're talking like screen setting and location and just moving to space on the floor. So it's like Nembhard doesn't have anybody to pass to, and all it's not like the Hornets were totally showing out either. McNeely didn't play, and Con Knepel did, and he was really good. Knepel was really good. He has like dad YMCA ankles, and he just, but he moves really fluidly. He's really strong, and he had a good time like staring over at Cooper Flagg every time he did something cool, and like at one point the lead's just like 25 by the Hornets. I was sitting with Noah Weber and Mike Curtis, and it's just like you're just kind of rolling your eyes at this game because I don't want to be disrespectful too much, but it's – I don't know. I've been to so many summer leagues, and I just – there are times where I wish the Mavericks cared a little more about this, where it's like you're putting together teams. And it's just – this is a bunch of guys on this summer league team. They have like two guards, and nobody can penetrate. Teams press the whole game. Or at least, you know, a press is not a strong term, but it's they're definitely pressuring the ball 60 feet away. And that just taxes the Mavericks over time because these are guys that are not used to bringing up the ball.
Yeah, and I mean, it's hard to field a competitive summer league roster when you know, they only had one pick. They didn't have a second rounder. That would have made a big difference. Nimhard kind of counts almost like a second rounder because he probably should have been drafted. But that's, I mean, you look like Jamarian Sharp, like this is what, his second or third summer league. Like he's
not a basketball player. He's not. I don't even know if he's a professional basketball player. Like a G League player.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know why Melvin Ajinka is not playing.
I think he's hurt.
Okay.
So that was why I wish we would have. I found that out yesterday. And
that shows you how that's much. That's a big deal. I mean, I don't know how good he is, but he. You know, they drafted him. Like, he probably would be – you would at least rather see him than some of these other guys. I mean, like, the biggest disappointment has to be Maxwell Lewis. This is his third – entering his third year, and he looks, like, not good in any of the three games. Like, that kind of seals the deal. Like, he's probably not an NBA player unless something crazy changes. Like, that was the guy I was kind of hoping – because we all kind of knew – Cooper was going to get shut down after two games. That's kind of been the norm the last few years with these top picks that have nothing to prove.
That's right.
You kind of play a couple of games to appease the TV partners and to sell some tickets and to get some ratings and ad revenue. And then, because I bet you if the Mavericks had their way, you know, like if the teams didn't care about that stuff, they just wouldn't play these guys at all with how protective teams are of guys now with injuries and stuff.
Which I get annoyed with. Like, the Bulls are playing Bouzelis today. Like, and he was an effective NBA player last year. I wish more teams regularly sent guys who just need reps. They just, and you know, the Mavericks don't necessarily.
Yeah, Cooper doesn't need reps. Yeah.
But over the years, the Mavericks have had guys. Like, somebody reminded me in the comments of a show the other day that Josh Green never played a minute of summer league. Josh Green.
Well, it's because COVID, he came in through the COVID year. I don't think they even had summer league.
They found reasons for him to not play. And it's a developmental process. And there's always, like, there's way too much, like, oh, well, if a guy's going to get embarrassed, blah, blah, blah. It's like, who cares? It's basketball. Do you want him to be embarrassed on national television? Like, or can you get embarrassed, you know, in a summer league game? It's, I don't know. This sort of stuff just makes me annoyed when I'm watching games. It's the way other teams are handling stuff a little bit different. Obviously, Charlotte's not a great example because they're not a very good team. But they might be with some of these guys. I don't know. It was something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. The only other guy on the roster besides Nimhard and Flagg that I was looking forward to watching was Lewis because I was like, wow, he was like a pretty highly regarded. I mean, he still was a second rounder in 2023. But, you know, we know – we're friends with draft people, smart draft people that really liked him. And he just, I mean, it's to be in your third, I guess, I don't know if he's played in both. I mean, I assume he played in summer league last year, but to be entering your third NBA season and playing three summer league games and not looking good in any of them. Yeah, it's not good. And then everyone else, like Nimhard is great. And then Kelly seems solid enough for what, you know, a two way undrafted guy, but everyone else, like, if Ajinka is not playing, there's no one else that even registered. This is just Texas Legends roster fodder for the most part.
And that might even be a strong way to look at it. Did you see that what I'd found as far as the shot making for the Mavericks during summer league so far? I put that in the recap.
I didn't get to read your recap.
Good. Okay. Good. So take a guess. I removed Cooper Flagg's attempts and makes. Take a guess for what the rest of the Mavericks are shooting through three summer league games.
Without Cooper Flagg?
Without Cooper Flagg's numbers, yeah.
25%?
No, not that bad. I mean, like the whole team, like they're shooting as a team.
Okay. Well, I mean, that was my guess. 25. What is it? What, 30?
It's 38. It's okay. 38, but I mean, yeah, it's an NBA.
That's better than I thought it would be. Oh, not gonna lie. I mean, they shot 33% today. So.
Yes. Yeah, that's why it's like, you know, they actually shot okay against the Spurs. No, they shot okay against the Lakers. It was Flagg who was having the hard time.
Right, everyone but Flagg shot okay.
So I don't know. It's this has been a I don't want to say like painful, but it's just I get excited about it every year, and then it's just there's elements of it that are really just not super interesting. I will say like the Spurs game was pretty. I'm sad we didn't get a chance to talk about that at the time.
Yeah, tell me up close, because you know I'm watching. I didn't even watch it live, so yeah. Tell me what it was like watching that Cooper game up close.
It was interesting because he obviously. I think that if you just look at the box score, you thought Cooper had a great game. He was he left a lot of meat on the bone, a lot of meat on the bone. Like his numbers ended up okay once the Spurs were out of it, but. He started the game 1-for-4, and then he started the game 1-for-4 from the free throw line. Like the 5 missed free throws were pretty rough. But again, you know, 13 free throws in a game is something. And he had 3 turnovers in 60 minutes of Vegas basketball. And considering how much he had the ball, I thought that was really interesting.
That was like the number that jumped out. I said that on the podcast I did Saturday was like the turnover number. Like if you had to pick a number from Flagg's 2 games, like that's the number that like sticks out to me. Like, whoa, considering how much they just gave and not just gave him the ball, but gave him the ball and then didn't do like,
no,
they just gave him the ball and let him go for the most part.
I know you only have a certain number of days to install like actions and plays and stuff.
No,
like
yeah,
this,
I know. It's not, I'm not just, criticizing the Mavs.
No, I am a little bit like Cooper Flagg. I go ISO people is not a game plan and it all, and maybe it's just, they want to see what he can do. And there's really no downside to him just being force fed possessions, but I think you and I've talked about this for sure. I did not talk about this on the DLLS show, but the Mavericks are just going to have to reconcile who they think they are versus who they're going to be. Because if you're going to be giving the ball to Flagg and treating him like Giannis did, like Giannis was treated by Kidd in his rookie, you know, his early seasons, it obviously was very beneficial to Giannis's development. The Bucks also sucked. And that's, there's just some challenges at hand there. Like multiple people throughout this weekend, and we'll get back to this. But multiple people this weekend are talking to me, asking who I think the Mavs starting five is going to be. And to one degree or another, I don't think it matters because the Mavericks are old and
they're going to have that choice made for them.
Yeah, that just susses itself out. And, you know, I you know, like I mentioned, I was sitting with Noah Weber, and guys like to remind me, it's like, oh, well, there are just lots and lots of injuries. And I'm like, is there any reason to think that there won't be more injuries? Like, I'm not being, it's just the nature of basketball and then who the Mavericks have. It's, they're just going to be kind of an odd roster is where we go with it. But, you know, Flagg was fun in person. One of the things I think they're going to have to work out of his game is the KG jump shot. Don't know if you noticed that. He really likes catching the ball at the top of the key and taking a dribble into his shot and shooting it, you know, kind of 17, 18 footer. So he's going to need to shoot sidestep threes. He's going to need to practice some of the, like, just flat out catch and shoot. That's just my take. I mean, I could be wrong.
Yeah. And he's just, athletically, he's as advertised, right? That's
oh my god. Well, that's actually what's so funny is my friend Brian is here in the room with me. He's one of the guys that pointed me into Flagg a long time ago, and Flagg was a defensive prospect forever, and we haven't talked about the guy's defense one bit because it doesn't really pertain to the summer league stuff because it's not like he's you know, it's kind of as Josh in the comments say, it's kind of a glorified scrimmage. So let's see where we go here, but I did like watching him. He's going to be a lot of fun. And the Mavericks are obviously very excited about him, as they should be. Let's go to a break here. Guys, yeah. We apologize that some of the we've been going up and down with the number of ads. We're sort of required to do number of ad breaks within the show. And these last two, we didn't do it because we're off our schedule, But, you know, go ahead and listen to them. It's the one way Josh and I actually directly get paid. Like, they can tell when people are listening versus skipping through. So that'd be really great. Josh and I will be right back.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Kirk here, sounding like I'm very tired of Summer League, but I'm actually not. Just kind of a long day. For reasons that will never make sense to most people in my life, I opted to go to the Sphere last night and see the Backstreet Boys concert with a friend of mine, because the tickets got down to a point where I was like, I kind of want to see this. And I was glad I did. It was a really, really weird experience. But, you know, time here in Vegas has been good. The Mavericks are sort of a people are very interested to see how the Mavericks are going to do, is what I'll say.
Yeah, like, I want to know now, you're in Vegas, like, you're literally, that's the thing about Vegas that's crazy, Summer League, is everyone's there. Like, everyone. Fans, yeah. Media, mm-hmm. Teams. And it's not just like, the GMs are there, some of the owners are there, front office personnel, some players are there to support the younger guy. Like, everyone is there. So it feels like, it sounds funny, but this is like when you get to talk the shit and you got, like, this is where the rumor mill kind of churns and relationships get made and you get to find out a little bit more because it's such a personal environment because it's so informal because guys are just walking around. Like, it's not like they're being, I'm sure it's, there's more like, walls put up now compared to like where it was 10 years ago,
but not really. Yeah, like there's like, I don't know if you saw this, Trae Young was complaining on one of the broadcasts.
Yeah, I saw
like
that.
People and it's just like there's just nowhere to go. It's a small facility, small-ish facility. I'll tell you though, saw D'Angelo Russell today. He came to watch the Mavericks. Mm-hmm. And we've already talked about the basketball stuff and we're like, all right, this is the best of options that not everyone's particularly thrilled with. I wonder how much, if the Mavericks are bad, he's going to annoy us in a different way, because he has somebody following him around recording him for his YouTube channel at all times. At all times. And I just, like, recording summer league content, like, what, there's nothing to record. Like, the Mavericks are down 25. What are we doing here? that, you know, that made me laugh here. And I don't know, it was... Go ahead.
What do people say? Because you talked about it, you hinted it earlier.
Yep.
What you get to talk to a lot of non-Mavs people, non-Mavs media people. We kind of know, we've been talking, because the team hasn't really changed all that much since the season ended. So it's been what? The season ended in April, May, June, July. It's been almost three and a half months. We've kind of been talking about the same thing.
Yep.
For about 3.5 months, because they haven't, you know, knock on wood, but presumably this is the roster they're going to have going into the season.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, talking to a different perspective, like talking around Vegas, you said people think this team is interesting. Do people think this team is good? Do they think it's bad? Like, what are people talking about when they talk about this team, when you're talking to other people that aren't Mavs people that have been talking about it for, you know, 3 months is basically what this team's going to look like next season.
So when you talk to the more analytically minded, the tape driven people, there's more of a skepticism at play. I ran into one of the guys that helps with the Ben Taylor show, Thinking Basketball. And I just flat out told him, I was like, I'm really looking forward to whatever Ben has to say about the Mavericks, because they're going to be just super weird. And there's more skepticism for a lot of the reasons that, like, myself and you and Bobby Corrala have sort of talked about this, which is the Mavericks don't have dribbling, they don't have great shooting, and that's just not how successful teams are built in today's NBA. You do obviously have a strong defensive-minded team, but then on the flip side of this is you have people who talk about the game a lot and who are just sort of enamored with the name content that the Mavericks have. Is that me or you in the background? Oh, that's a fan. Sorry, this is a weird audio hiss for a second. And people are having – the folks who are a little higher on the Mavericks, I would say, just – there's not a – they're so enamored with the name, the quality. Talent. And this is what I keep saying, where it's like, I don't think the Mavericks are bad in so much as I don't understand how they fit. You know, it's like you go through the starting lineup today. I met the Clippers. His Twitter handle is Dime Dropper, and we were just talking about the team, and I'm like, I just don't understand. Are they really gonna run one guard, four forwards, or three forwards and a center?
Yes.
You know,
is Clay coming off the bench? Like, they still got to figure this stuff out.
You know, is Cooper legitimately the two guard? And it's like, I couldn't believe it when Kidd said it. And then, you know, this is a while ago, and it's just vexing, because I think that, you know, and you and I did mention this, I think most nights the Mavericks are going to be pretty difficult to play against, to score against. But then how do the Mavericks score? And that's sort of what I keep coming back to. But a lot of the folks that I'm talking to out here that are a little less invested in, you know, that are more invested in, like, the narrative side of basketball, really want to emphasize that this list of guys are really good, and really good players should be able to figure it out. I mean, that, and it's a powerful argument, really.
Yeah, you look at the roster and each individual name for, like, their top, what, eight? Mm-hmm. Like, you're like, okay. Like, D'Angelo Russell is a backup point guard, even if you have qualms with him. Like, that's okay. But, you know, Kyrie has to come back. But, like, Anthony Davis is good. Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford are really good centers. PJ Washington is an awesome forward. Klay Thompson's still a really good shooter. You know, Cooper's obviously the number one overall pick, potential generational pro. Like, you just talk through each guy and you're like, these guys are good. And like you said, it's about how they all fit together. That's why I think some nights, and I think this is like the fourth podcast in a row I said this, there are going to be nights where they look like the greatest fucking team. Like, they are going to destroy certain teams, especially teams that have, like, the 15th best offense or worse, like below average offensive teams. Like, they're going to go on an East Coast trip and play like Atlanta, Charlotte, Washington, Miami. And they're going to win those, like they're going to win all those games with like 25 points per game or something. Like they're just going to, they're going to, as long as everyone's healthy, of course, like if everyone gets, but I don't want to talk about that. Cause like, okay, well, if they're hurt, there's nothing to talk about, but like if they're healthy, there are going to be some games where they just, they look like they're going to look like killers. And, but then there's going to be games where they play teams that have shooting and floor spacing and they're going to shoot 25% from three and lose by 28. And you're going to be like, what? Like yeah. I think it's just going to be a roller coaster season, especially until Kyrie comes back. Maybe when Kyrie comes back, it stabilizes a little bit. But again, he has to actually come back and be himself. Like if he comes back and he's still 50%, they're still kind of treading water a little bit. But yeah, that's why it's I think there's just so much talent. They're just they're not gonna be so bad that they win like 23 games unless everyone gets hurt.
Yeah, I think like the floor for this team is like 35 games. Unfortunately, I think the ceiling might be 42 games. Like there's just don't see a lot of I don't know. We'll circle back to that at some point. But I will say, like I brought up today, you know, when Anthony Davis gets hurt against the Rockets and then plays as a lesser version of himself, you have Derek Lively that's hurt. You have Dan Gafford that's hurt. We really didn't get to see extended looks at 4-5 groupings.
So we don't even know what it's going to look like.
That's right. That's right.
Good or bad. Good or bad.
And I think if you're an optimist, one element that you could focus on is – the Mavericks having Anthony Davis as more of a playmaker than a play initiator. And, you know, for a while there were like weird arguments about Anthony Davis versus Giannis. It's like, well, it's not really a question because Anthony Davis can't do what Giannis does. Sorry, the end. That said, I also don't mind, like, if you're looking for ways to eat up possessions and try different stuff as a Maverick, I think, you know, we talk a whole hell of a lot about giving the ball to Cooper Flagg and letting him make decisions. I think they have to do it with Davis more. Just a lot, frequently, frankly.
That, the post I'm writing about Anthony Davis, I pulled, like, 8 clips, basically, of his some of his assists that weren't just, you know, him swinging the ball in the to around the three-point line and someone making a jumper,
right?
Or those fake assists where he'll pass it to someone and they'll take like 8 dribbles and score a layup and they count that as an assist. That happens a lot, by the way, to everyone. Yes. That's not a dig. That's like every player gets that.
No, that's like a home scorekeeper thing.
Yeah. I look like they ran some pick and roll, like Davis as the ball handler and Gafford as the screener, like big pick and roll. And like, there's some stuff there. Like, they could get weird and funky in an interesting, good, like a good way. And there's potential there because I think Davis is a better passer than maybe you kind of offhandedly think. Like, he averaged almost 5 assists per game with Dallas. And again, that's only like 9 games.
Yeah.
So it's hard to tell how real it is. But like, he's a pretty good passer.
And I should say, yeah, he was point guard at one time before he grew 11 inches and like, became Anthony Davis. Yeah.
They got to lean into that, though. Like, yeah. Let
I hope
him,
they do. I think that's right, one of the things too. I'm taking away from Summer League after talking to different people. It's like, well, this is a thing. And I, you know, you worry about Anthony Davis wear and tear, but as the dime dropper guy was talking about today, he's like, you know, one of the things I noticed with Anthony Davis is that a lot of times he just goes to the top of the key and stands there. You know, it's just like useless stuff where it's just like they've got to find ways to get him moving in interesting way in interesting situations. So.
Right. They can't just go possessions where he just kind of like he's not a floor spacer. So if he's playing the four and he's not like involved, if he's just standing in the corner or standing at the top of key, he's not doing anything because no one cares about a 28% 3-point shooter standing at the 3-point line. So if he's going to play the four, they got to like, look, I'm willing to give the roster a chance because there's so much talent. The team just has to make sure they do stuff with it. They can't just roll out these 5 guys and play at times like they did last season where it was just like, all right, we're just kind of playing Anthony Davis, pretending he's like a stretch four when he's really not. But I did find some clips like him and Gafford they picked up their chemistry really fast in the pick and roll. Like they just got to do that stuff more often. And we'll see this coaching staff, like Kidd with the regular season, he's either vanilla to the point that drives us crazy, or he gets so weird that he's either on one on the other end of the spectrum, right? Mm-hmm. He's either way too vanilla and not getting weird enough or trying new things enough, then we get mad at it. Or he tries things too much and doesn't settle into something more conventional. So we'll see what he does. But I have to assume that they're going to try this kind of stuff.
Hope so.
We've done 25 minutes, but I just wanted to ask you, like, any other fun Vegas stories, meeting people, talking to people you haven't seen in a while, or meeting new people, or just any fun, just a fun story?
I'm trying to think of any like actual
stories. Don't have to incriminate anyone.
No. I mean, I had one of the people I really wanted to talk to was somebody. So I met Fran Fraschilla a really long time ago before I even wrote for Mavs Moneyball.
And he lives in DFW, doesn't he?
I think he does, but he's just traveling. He's doing stuff all the time.
Yeah, he travels all the time. Yeah.
And, you know, and we met at the United States versus Brazil warm-up game. I, like, tweeted that I was nearby, and he, like, turns around and looks at me and came over and found me. And he was like, I talked to him about Marcelo. And then that, you know, I reintroduced myself today, and he remembered the game. And then he was just like, yeah, the dude's still playing at 42. Like, what is going on? He's like, I watch tape of him and I use his tape as like teaching tool stuff. And it was just neat. Met another ESPN guy today. I did actually, like, Nico was there today. He talked and gave kind of a 30-second interview to NBA TV and talked about how Kyrie's rehabbing all the time. And, you know, he said Kyrie's ahead of schedule, which, like, I think you could tell he, like, regretted almost immediately, because then he said we're in no rush to make Kyrie come back. Just very classic Nico, can't get out of his own way kind of thing. But trying to think if there's like anything that's like actually worth sharing. I mean, it's always nice. Like, for me, I like coming to Summer League to a certain extent because I like seeing and meeting different, both media people and then fans. Like, one guy, I can't remember his name, I'm so sorry. He came up to me before the second game, was like, I'm a Vegas local, but I'm a Mavs fan. I listen to you and Josh all the time. It was just, you know, stuff like that. I saw this like lots of different, like, an old lady that had to be like my mom's age with a Fire Nico shirt on. Like, just like, you see weird, like, you see funny, weird stuff. Like, you can play, like, you see all sorts of incredible jerseys.
Yes, the jerseys is probably my favorite part.
Yeah, it's a real place for sickos, and it re-energizes me about, you know, kind of doing this as a whole. I don't sound it right now, but that's mainly just because I'm tired. But it's a nice thing. You know, our guys, I haven't teased them about it too much. David Trink and
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like, anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to,
or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And what's wrong with me?
Tyler.
Tyler came out here, and they were out here and watching a bunch of games too. And like the main reason they haven't written anything about it yet is because they're like basically going from the games, like going out and having a good time. So, and I didn't want to like, but it's, you know, it's an interesting experience. I talk about it every year. Whoa, hello. Sorry. I have my laptop literally on my lap. So I'll probably think of some more stuff in the coming days and weeks. I did kind of talk to some people out here that I'm going to try to have on as like guests over the next several months as we try to innings eat. You know, one of the real challenges about Nico making sure that we're America first basketball is now there's just no overseas basketball stuff that we can use to talk about things.
Oh, yeah. Well, Cooper will be on Team USA
Point. That's a really good point. But it's also the United States is so good at basketball now that you don't really get the off year tournament stuff.
Yeah.
My friends Danny and Sean who cover the Blazers are getting like the Chinese bump, and it's like, oh hey, do the Mavericks need to draft a Chinese player? What's Wang Jiji up to? Can we get another one of those going?
Yeah, that's why Cuban drafted Sutton Singh. That was a billion dollar market.
But the difference potential. Is there's not a lot of NBA fans in India. There are so many NBA fans in China.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah, it's
out of control. I mean, the Chinese media folks who are here, there are a lot of them. So something. Anyway, we'll be back. I'll probably host a show Friday. I don't think we're going to do shows after these next two. If there's at least one more game, there might be two. We're not going to do shows.
Yeah, we'll check in every week, but yeah, the post.
Once I get back to work and if it feels like my work week is okay, I will try to do a live show on Friday afternoon just because it's I would like to hear from people who wanted to tune in, but you know, I'll schedule that with enough time in advance. We'll see what's going on. Okay. All right. We'll talk to everybody soon. This has been Kirk Henderson and Josh Bowe. Thanks so much for listening and listening to the ads as well. Everybody be good and go Mavs.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.